Thank you. Thank you for giving me the chair, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, consensus is a term that has been used repeatedly in our discussions this week. But I think in light of several exchanges, I think we need to remind ourselves of what consensus really means. For my delegation, we see it as the process by which, through good faith, we consolidate convergence and coalescence and achieve constructive outcome. In our view, presenting this section, facilitating discussions on this section, represents an important step in building consensus and in bringing about the fulfillment of this group's mandate. I think my distinguished colleague from the delegation of Switzerland called it a stone in the edifice, and we agree. In this context, the Philippines welcomes this section and attaches great importance to it. We note that this section finds anchor in many of the working papers that have been submitted, the interventions that have been expressed this week, and the general sense of a demonstrable majority of high contracting parties and even observer states. My delegation understands that the nomenclature that you have adopted for the title of this section is designed to accommodate a limited number of delegations that, at this point, may not share the proactive outlook of this growing majority. But, Mr. Chair, we humbly submit that this should that we should balance this thoughtful sensitivity with the exigencies of sufficiently delivering on our mandate. I will deliver general comments on the structure of this section and then propose some specific formulation of some of the specific paragraphs. But first, on the general structure of this section. Mr. Chair, the prevailing outlook of the growing number of delegations here draws on the rich discourse that we have had for the past 8 years and recognizes that we have arrived at a point where prohibitions and regulations that would future-proof the multilateral global governance regime amidst the risk and challenges associated with the diffusion of autonomous technological applications on weapon systems can already be negotiated. In this regard, my delegation believes that this section should be called as it is, commitment. We note that the insinuations by some delegations that there is no strong consensus on these commitments yet, but we also see this draft is already qualified by the framing that this entire draft element is submitted under the chair's responsibility without prejudice to the final outcome of our GGE session this year. In the working papers that have been submitted in June, the discussions during the informal consultations you convened also in June, and the formal GGE meetings last year, and also the discussions that we have had under Agenda Item 5 last week, all point to an emerging sense on the need for high contracting parties to commit on the following. First, prohibitions on certain types of autonomous weapon systems that cross problematic thresholds. Second, regulating autonomous weapon systems below those thresholds. And third, upholding the principle of transparency, without prejudice, of course, to reasonable national security prerogatives. These elements draw on the principles of IHL, but it also draws from the foundations and principles of general international law beyond IHL, and also draws from ethical considerations. Therefore, while we welcome the constructive effort of His Excellency the Ambassador of Japan, for example, in proposing a new language on this section, which we intend to study more closely, we want to caution this group against unduly limiting the proposed commitments within the strict quantitative bounds of IHL. We think that organizing this section more clearly along these lines would help clarify the intention of this draft. Now let me turn to some specific comments on the paragraph. Mr. Chair, while noting that this is not a drafting session, we propose a reformulation where we will have one paragraph each for prohibition, and another paragraph for regulation, and another paragraph for transparency. In that case, for paragraph 2A, we believe that this should read as follows. Not to develop, produce, acquire, deploy, or transfer the following. And then under this paragraph, we can have the following subparagraphs. So paragraph 2A, Roman 1, fully autonomous weapon systems, Roman 2, any type of autonomous weapon system, if it is of a nature to cause, I believe the language that is now paragraph B of this section, and then paragraph the current paragraph C can become a Roman 3 under this paragraph. In our national capacity, we also wish to suggest another type of autonomous weapon system that we believe should also be banned and therefore could be reflected as another subparagraph under paragraph 2A, which are any types of autonomous weapon systems that are primarily designed to kill humans. This formulation would align also paragraph 2A with the current formulation of paragraph 2B. The added element of transfer, which has been proposed in our national commentary and the working paper that we have submitted with eight other states, would also address concerns that have been expressed regarding ensuring industry safeguards. For paragraph 2D, my delegation wishes to make the following comments. First, we wish to suggest that the qualification of human control here should be replaced quote, sufficient to, quote, meaningful, and that since the retention of meaningful human control must be applied over all autonomous weapon systems, there is no need for the qualifier partially before autonomous weapon systems in this paragraph. Second, in our national commentary, we expressed the need to ensure the perpetual retention of meaningful human control. In our past discussion, there is an agreement that human-machine interaction and human responsibility must be maintained across all life cycle of weapon systems, and this is affirmed by guiding principles B and C. In this spirit, we wish to propose that the first sentence of this paragraph read thus, quote, to maintain meaningful human control over all the other autonomous weapon systems throughout their life cycles, end quote. Third, we acknowledge that the limitations that you have included in paragraph 2D have also been proposed in our national commentary and in our working paper with Argentina, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Peru, Panama, the state of Palestine, Sierra Leone, and Uruguay. And that these, of course, find anchor in the commentary of the ICRC as well. But there is another limitation that we proposed in our working papers and has been indicated by the ICRC, which is the limitation on context where civilians are not immediately present. My delegation wishes to suggest the inclusion of this limitation in this paragraph. Finally, my delegation wishes to propose the inclusion of transparency as another commitment under the normative and operational framework. We have raised this element in our national commentary and in the joint working paper of the Group of Nine States. We are encouraged by the fact that many delegations have, for the past week, expressed openness to this idea. And in this regard, we suggest the following language that would become paragraph 2C. Quote, ensure transparency regarding all aspects of the development and possible acquisition of autonomous weapon systems, as well as the processes for reviewing these weapon systems in accordance with the Martins Clause, end quote. I thank you, Mr. Chair.